All right, here's another case study. Anya Taylor-Joy, who you may recognize from TV shows such as The Queen's Gambit, The Witch, which I believe was a documentary, and Split. Now, first of all, let's play this clip.
It was at the Met Gala. Oh, my yes. first and only time being there, I was wearing a dress that was ridiculously heavy and I couldn't really move and I was just kind of trying to get through the evening and at the end of the night.
So basically what happens is that this person's voice breaks quite a few times. It's speaking in the high tranny voice, but then sometimes it accidentally drops lower into the normal male register.
At the end of the night, I'm at the top of the stairs.
So I might suggest this person goes on YouTube. There are many different transgendered voice coaches out there. Most of them talk in a higher pitched voice, but sometimes they're just not very good at it. Now let's look at the bone structure of this person. What do you think? Is that a man or a woman? Come on, it's not that hard to tell. Look at the face, the overall shape of the skull. This is a no-brainer. Now, even in the TV shows, this one is pretty obvious. Even though it's all painted up and dressed in certain costumes all the time, these people look like aliens, right? So this is kind of part of the cultural evolution or the propaganda and the brainwashing to get us to accept the next stage of human evolution that they're trying to create. They want people to look like this. These are transhumanists. This is the new species of Homo. They don't want real women because real women reproduce the old humans. They want these fake women. They want to create sodomy and sin, and the humanoids will be created in the lab. So the bone structure on this one kind of speaks for itself. Remember, look at the shoulders, look at the hips, look at the skull. There's men and women in this world, and these people have a little bit of both in their appearance. They're the androgynes, the male hyphen females. They're basically male to female transvestites. Clothing, hair, makeup, surgery. So that's a pretty obvious one. Just wanted to make a quick short video. It's not rocket science. And this one goes out to the people who are trying to deny this phenomenon. If you try to say this is a real female, you're going to lose credibility big time. Now, I've actually seen YouTube channels who are dedicating to trying to prove that these people are biological females. So I would encourage you to make a video about this person. Try to prove to us that this is a biological female. I look forward to watching that video and having a good laugh.
And you were just...